Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the most important commitment that you can make in your life. And I'm going to make a huge announcement about actualized.org. I'm going to spoil the announcement a bit here. I wanted to make it at the end of the video, and I'm going to talk at the end of the video a lot about the announcement, but I'm just going to spoil it for you right here in case you don't want to sit through to the very end, which is that actualize.org now has a forum, the actualize.org self-improvement forum. This is a place where you can go and interact with other people for free and learn tips and tricks of self-actualization. So go ahead and check that out right now. You can go. It's live. You can sign up for an account. But stick with me. I'm going to talk more about that announcement and some important features of that announcement at the very end. But I want to give you the meat of what I want to talk about here today, which is this commitment idea. What's the most important thing that you can commit your life to? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. First, let me just say, have you noticed that my videos are kind of abnormally long? Sometimes they're like 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. Why is that? Well, one reason, of course, is that I simply just like to hear myself talk, as people have pointed out to me. But the second reason, the more important one, is that self-mastery, what we're doing here, self-mastery, this is a very deep field. A very deep field. And one of the challenges I have in working in this field is that I have to rack my brain every single week thinking about how to teach you all this amazing, deep stuff that I've discovered in this field. Like really deep stuff. Stuff that would blow your mind. Stuff that you haven't even heard from me before. Like you think some of the stuff I've been doing lately has been deep? No, I'm talking about like really deep stuff. But the problem is that it's really hard to communicate some of these subtle and deep concepts and ideas and techniques in a 30-minute video or a 60-minute video, even a 90-minute video. Really, to properly cover these subjects would take hours, entire courses, which is something that I'm moving towards and something that I'm planning on doing more of in the future. But see, what I really need from you is I need a sort of commitment from you. A commitment and a vision for what self-mastery could mean to your life. This goes way beyond just watching some videos of mine. You need to be reading stuff. You need to be doing exercises. You need to be going to retreats and workshops. You need to be much more engaged in this entire process of self-mastery. And my challenge is to convince you of doing that. Because this is not a logical argument. This is kind of like an emotional thing that you need to get over. Right? You got to realize that to really get amazing results with personal development, you need to spend years studying and experimenting. Now, some results you can get within a matter of weeks or a few months. And that's cool. And that's what you need to get started, right? Because you don't want to be investing years into something and then not seeing any results. So you need some of those initial results, but you got to be smart enough to see the bigger picture here. The kick-ass results that you can get, the life-transforming results, those will take you realistically 3 to 5 years to see. That's 3 to 5 years of priming the pump. Priming the pump is like you're pumping, pumping, pumping away, and nothing's really coming out yet. You're investing, right? It's an investment. It's a long-term investment. This is a huge investment. This is a huge investment of your time, your energy. There's other stuff you could be doing. You could be having fun. You could be entertaining yourself or whatever. I know that. But the question you should really be asking yourself is, yes, okay, the investment is huge. Leo, you want me to be pouring all this effort into this? Okay. But see, a wise person, the way a wise person thinks is like this. It's like, well, I'm fine with a huge investment as long as my payoff is going to be equally huge. You see, in fact, when I see a huge investment, I get excited because that means that there's a possibility of a huge payoff. So the question is it worth it? Is it worth investing these 3 to 5 years to see these so-called promised kick-ass results? And the answer, of course, is absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. This is the most worthwhile thing you could be doing in your life. My job is to deliver wisdom to you. Now, wisdom, and I want to talk about this in a whole separate episode, this issue of wisdom, because this is one of those deep topics. But in a nutshell, what wisdom is it's knowing what is worthwhile to pursue and what's not worthwhile to pursue. It's the ability to have a certain keen sense of judgment and priorities in life. It's the ability to make decisions in a way that leads to the optimal outcome in the end. And to do this, you have to think holistically. You have to think strategically. You have to think very long term. You have to make long term evaluations. It's kind of like being president of the country or CEO of the corporation or the general on the battlefield, right? These people have to make big macro decisions. And how do they do that? Well, they develop wisdom. And how do they develop wisdom? By doing a broad survey and having a lot of experience, right? You do a broad survey of all the different things you could be doing in life, and you learn what things are really going to get you to the end result that you want, to that fulfillment that you're looking for. And then you also learn about all the things that seem like they'll get you there, but are actually detours or dead ends or cul-de-sacs. And there's a lot of cul-de-sacs that you've probably experienced already in your life. Pickup can be a cul-de-sac. Marriage can be a cul-de-sac. Business can be a cul-de-sac. Going out and earning more money can be a cul-de-sac. Entertainment and partying and hedonism and drugs, those are all ultimately cul-de-sacs. See, but it's hard to appreciate this when you're not seeing the big picture, when you haven't done the survey of the whole field yet, of all that life has to offer. And until you do, then you can't really be wise. You can't make wise decisions. You make immature decisions, decisions that come back to bite you in the ass decades later, much to your embarrassment. And they create a lot of suffering and misery in your life that shouldn't have been there, right? So one of the values that I can provide to you when I speak to you is that I can help to convince you of what's wise and what's not wise. And let me tell you, one of the wisest things you can do, one of the most worthwhile things you can do in your life, is to learn personal development. Really learn it from the inside out. Learn everything about it. Live it to the point where you not just learn the theory, but you actually learn the practice. You learn how to embody it, learn all the nuances. And that takes some effort. That takes years to do that. Why is this the wisest thing? Well, because actually there's nothing more important or urgent or practical than learning personal development. I mean, what's more relevant and important to your life than learning how to optimize your own life? Everything else is secondary, really, if you think about it. A lot of what we do in modern society is we outsource work to other people. For example, if I need to repair my car, get an oil change, I'll go to a mechanic. I don't even know how to change the oil in my car because it's easier for me to outsource that for $40 than to spend a week learning how to do it myself. And likewise, maybe if I have a computer problem, I can outsource that to some kind of computer tech guy and he can do that for me, because he's more knowledgeable about computers, and it would take me years to learn everything about computers to be able to code this complicated piece of software that I need him to code for me. And so we do this, right? We rely on other people. This is the specialization. We're highly specialized in modern society. So that's good in a sense, but there's a problem with that in that you can't do that with the overarching direction of your whole life, you see? You can't outsource being a CEO of your own life. Imagine, for example, that you got elected president of the country. All right, you got elected president. Now, president is the one who sees and makes all the judgments and decisions based on his foresight, and his good judgment and his wisdom and his years and decades of experience. That's the purpose of a president, right? That's the purpose of a strong leader, is that he can integrate, he can see, and he can come up with a vision for the future that other people can't quite see, because he has that something extra in him that allows him to do that, right? This is what a great leader does. But now imagine that you became president of the country, but then what you did is you say, oh, you know what? I'll just outsource that to somebody else. I'll let some other member of my cabinet do it for me. Or I'll just pay this guy over here to do it for me. Two problems with that. First of all, you became president because you actually want to be the leader. I mean, don't you want to be the one that's leading your own life? You don't want me leading your life. You want to be leading your own life. You want me to just be a resource for you. But see, what most people do is they just kind of take the back seat. And when they watch these videos, when they listen to me, then it's kind of like I become the leader of your life. And then you just become the follower. And you don't go out there and really take the initiative to learn the inside guts of this thing we're calling personal development. What you really need to do is you need to learn how the engine works. So if you're a mechanic and you really want to be a good mechanic, you learn how the engine works, right? You have to study it. Now, it doesn't make sense for you, who's not a mechanic, to study how an engine works, because that'd probably be a waste of your time. You don't really care about engines. Okay, fine. But you can't do that with your life. You can't take that kind of attitude with your life. Because if you do that, what happens then is that you're not really taking responsibility for your life. Right? You want to be the leader. To get the amazing results, you need to be able to see the big, 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 big ultimate picture of everything. Because see, life, living life is all-inclusive. It includes everything. It includes all the subdomains of life. It includes your career, your relationships, your fitness issues, your health, your medical conditions, who you involve yourself with, your friends, and how you entertain yourself. All these things fit into life, including the pursuit of truth and your education and how much money you have. All these are just little facets of this bigger thing we call life. And one of my missions is to show you the depth at which you can master life and understand how the guts work. But to do that, I need you to really be on board and committed to learning how the guts work, and not just looking for a quick fix solution, like you're going to take some little technique of mine, you're going to go use it, and then you're going to say, oh, Leo, this didn't work, or maybe it did work for you, and you say, oh, yeah, it worked, and you're just going to keep using that your whole life. But then you're not going to go deeper and learn, you know, why is it working? Why am I saying the things I'm saying? Why does everything that I say fit together in a certain way? How did I come up with these conclusions? The point is not for you just to come up here and to believe me and just to accept these things on faith. That's not going to help you. No more than if you wanted to learn to be a mechanic and someone told you about how an engine works and you just learned it, memorized it, and then you think you know how it works. But really, you don't know how it works. You just memorized something someone told you. If we actually give you a real live engine, we tell you to take it apart and put it back together again, you'll destroy that engine. You see? So that involves tinkering on your part and a genuine curiosity in the field, a commitment to mastery in the field. The only way that I can show you everything that I want to show you, that I know that you can learn, that will completely transform your life, is if I convince you, I persuade you, I bully you, I shock you into making this commitment. This is not a logical argument. It's something you have to kind of get in your bones, in your heart. It's just basically me mind-fucking you. That's what I'm doing up here. It's not the techniques that I'm delivering or the information I'm giving you that's important. What's important is the mindfuck component. You need to get mindfucked by somebody into seeing and waking up and saying, oh, this is so freaking important. Why didn't I see it before? I was asleep the whole time. That's really the most important thing you can get from me. if some of that rubs off on you. See, one of the greatest decisions that I made in my life personally was back in like 2007, 2008, when I first stumbled upon self-help as a genre, as a field. I actually went to Barnes & Noble. I remember I went to a bookstore, Barnes & Noble. This was in Fort Worth, Texas, when I just first started my first business. And I had some spare time and I wanted to kind of improve my habits. And I was just looking through the aisles and I found the self-help aisle. I didn't even know the self-help aisle existed. I just found it in the bookstore. And there, I was just looking through all the stuff and I was kind of amazed at all this stuff that was there. And I just picked the thing that I thought was going to be like the most productive. And it was this Tony Robbins CD program, a little CD program from Tony Robbins, cost like $50 or something. And I bought that. And then I started listening to that in my car, I remember, during my lunch breaks when I was, you know, in between work. And like just something in me clicked. I saw it was just like a vision of like, oh my fucking God, this multiplied. If I just keep doing this multiplied times year after year after year, decade after decade after decade, is going to completely transform my whole life. See, so there I got convinced. I kind of convinced myself, or I don't know, Tony Robbins, something convinced me. But see, you have to have that kind of imagination to see what self-mastery over the decades will really mean for you. Because usually our imaginations are lazy and they don't think very far ahead. They're not very ambitious. They're not what we'd call like a visionary imagination. They just kind of think like one or two steps ahead. They don't see 10 or 20 steps ahead. I saw then and there that I need to learn the inner workings of self-help. Not just listen to Tony Robbins. In my mind, it was like, yes, Tony Robbins telling me great things. I like it. Okay, cool. But it's like, no. This is just the tip of the iceberg. In my mind, it was immediately like, no, I'm mastering this whole field. Mastering the whole field. Not just one program, not just one book or a couple of them. I'm going to understand all the inner workings and the guts of it. And by the way, I didn't just do that because I said to myself, well, I need to because this is going to be like my career now. I didn't have any ambitions to be a self-help guru or anything like that for years. That happened much later, much later. So I'm not saying that you have to do this with some kind of ambition to become some self-help guru. I mean, you could if you want, but no, you just need this personally for yourself to get great results. The reason that I started Actualize.org is not to make money, and it's not to be a self-help guru, but it's to show people the deepest understanding of life that's possible. And that's tough to do. It's tough to go deep, especially on a platform such as YouTube, where I'm competing with people who are shooting 5-10 minute videos about stupid humor and whatever else, right? This is necessary. This depth is necessary. Not only is it necessary to get great results, it's also just fascinating. It's one of the most fascinating things you'll find in life. I mean, what's more fascinating to you than the study of yourself? I mean, you're the thing you care the most about in life. Don't lie. That's the only thing you pretty much care about in life is you. So you might as well study the shit out of it, right? What else could be more practical? What else is a better use of your time? Are you starting to get on board? Starting to see the possibilities? I don't know, man. It's like sit down for an hour and just visualize the possibilities. Because you need to get your mind thinking along these lines and connect all the dots together and just see what's possible for you 20 years down the road if you just keep on this road. And it's not like you need to delay for 20 years. I'm not telling you that for the next 20 years you need to grind it out and it's going to be no fun and it's going to be no results. And only then you're going to get results pouring in before that, much earlier. But also you got to be smart and make sure you're not trading the long-term huge gains for the little short-term shortcuts and magic pill solutions and little gains that you get up front. Those are all nice, but really that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it for the long-term. Once you get your mind making this paradigm shift, then all of a sudden you're going to be more engaged. You're going to be more tolerant and more patient. You're going to have more focus for watching a long video or reading a long book, which otherwise you would never do. You see? So bottom line is, what I want from you is I want a commitment from you. I want a commitment from you for a lifelong study and pursuit of self-mastery. Do you want to make that commitment? If you can see the possibilities, then make the commitment with me right now. The way that I did, what is it, like 8 years ago now, 7 years ago? And I'm still just tapping into all the kick-ass results that I could be getting. I mean, I've already gotten a lot of kick-ass results from this process, but most kick-ass results are still way ahead for me, right? That's what's so exciting about this journey, is that it really never stops bearing fruit. It's like you're planting an apple tree that just keeps dropping apples just every day, year after year after year after year. And all you got to do is just nurture it for a few years to get it to that mature state where the apples start to drop. So if you can see that in your mind's eye, then make this commitment with me right now. Say this with me. I commit to the lifelong study of self-mastery. Say it again. I commit to the lifelong study of self-mastery. One more time. Say it with me. I commit to the lifelong study of self-mastery. Excellent. Make sure that you mean it. And if you're still wavering on that, then sit down and really drill into it and contemplate the significance that this kind of commitment could have in your life, what it could do for you. You see? This commitment right here will solve many, 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 many problems in your life and will lead to many, many beautiful things that you can't even expect yet. And that takes some visionary skills on your part to see. All right, so enough about that. I covered the commitment topic. Now let me talk a little bit about this big announcement with actualize.org and the forum. So the announcement is that we just launched the actualize.org forum. It's a free community where you can go and create an account and sign up. And what you get is you get access to all the other individuals who are really keen on doing self-actualization work. I've really been amazed. We already have 100 people. The initial test run, we tested the forum with 100 people. And I sent out invitations to folks, and they responded back. And I was amazed at some of the stories and applications that I read from these folks. Some of these folks have lots of experience. They've overcome serious crippling challenges in their life. And they're working on themselves, and they're reading a lot, and they're pursuing self-development like they made a commitment to it. These folks are living what I'm talking about here. And a lot of them are pursuing enlightenment and meditation and all the stuff that I talk about, right? So this community here is a community of people who share a common set of values. This is a rare thing. If you've tried to look for a self-help community online, you might have discovered that it's hard to find a good one. I mean, I'm sure there are some out there, but personally, I haven't really found any that I really liked that much. They're either all kind of dead, there's not that many people there, the discussions there are really low quality, or the discussions are about topics that are really not central to self-actualization. It's really not about self-actualization, it's more about how to fix a problem that I have. So for example, you might find an online message board about how to cure depression, or how to overcome alcohol addiction, or something like this. I mean, that can be helpful for some people, sure, but there's something very different between that and between what we're doing here with actualize.org, the actualize.org forum. Here we're focused on positive psychology. Here we're focused on how do you hit your peak potential in life? This is what you really need. If you're depressed, you don't need to go to a depression forum. What you really need to do is you need to go to a forum or a place where people are talking about how you can lift yourself up to the highest you can be, right? Because when you go to a depression forum, what you're doing is actually you're basking in depression. Because everyone there is depressed and they're talking about their depression. you go to a self-actualization forum and you hear people talking about amazing stuff that they're doing in their life and all the amazing possibilities, that now gets you excited about how you could outgrow your depression, transcend your depression, and move into something really amazing that maybe you didn't even imagine was possible before for you. You see? Forums, I feel like, are really greatly underappreciated resources online. Of all the different tools that are available online, from like Twitter and Facebook and social media accounts, and there's all sorts of different websites and applications and different kinds of software that can let you do all sorts of, you know, great utilitarian things. But forums, and forums have been around since the very beginning of the internet, since the 1990s. Forums are actually, I think, one of the most old school and yet still most functional and important tools of the internet. This is a format that allows you to discuss subject matter that you would otherwise never be able to discuss with anybody else. And it allows you to learn things that you would not be able to learn any way else. You can't just learn it the same way through a book or through a video or through a seminar or something like that. I mean, all of these different modalities are useful, and I encourage you to use them all, but there's something very special about forums. And in my own life, there were key moments where actually forums, if I really think about it, I can attribute my personal success right now, where I am, my position in life, my financial independence. I can attribute all of that. I can tie it all back to my participation in forums over the last 10 to 20 years. I've used forums to learn software development and web programming and scripting that otherwise I would not have been able to really learn. I've used forums to create my first career, my game design career that I started. It was a really good career. I got a really good job right out of the gate. And that was because I was participating in a game development forum, and I created a mod there, and I got a lot of recognition on the forum for it, which then allowed me to use that as a stepping stone to then move into my first career. So that was huge. That was life transforming for me. And then also for the first business that I started, my internet marketing business, basically that entire business was started from me being dissatisfied with my game development career, which is ironic because I got that through a forum. But then I went to a new forum and I started learning about internet marketing. And so that forum allowed me to then create a business that went on to earn hundreds of thousands, over $1 million in cash. So that was from another forum, right? And there was no way I would have learned all that information by myself through a book or anything like that. Forums discuss topics that are not usually available in books. And then after that, after my business endeavors, then I found myself really lacking with dating and not knowing how to attract women. And so again, I went and I looked at forums and I found a forum that taught me how to attract women. And that was really instrumental for me because there was no way I would have learned some of the things that I learned. And basically my whole personality structure has changed from the things that I learned on that forum. It was actually multiple forums that I used, not just one. So that was huge. That was life transforming for me. Where I am today, where I live today, I live in Las Vegas. That basically happened because of what was enabled on that forum. And then after that, you know, after I got done with my dating stuff and I got a little better there and I got happy with my results there, then I also went and I found some consciousness development forums. And I started learning about enlightenment and other things like this. And I started getting help through forums. And I started getting mentoring and stuff like that. And that was instrumental for my understanding of enlightenment and my understanding of consciousness and meditation and a lot of the things that I teach you now. Things that are now like the cutting edge in my life. A lot of those things I learned through forums. So the point being is that these are tools that can be really, really simple on the surface. It can seem like, oh, a forum, you know, what can a forum really do for me? But then when you actually get involved in the community, you see other people doing it, you just get hooked into it, you start learning stuff, you start learning little tips and tricks that you would have never found in any book. no matter how many of them you've read, and you just get involved and you get passionate about something and stuff starts to click for you and you start moving and advancing forward in ways that you didn't imagine was possible before. You know, it was challenging for me to make this decision of releasing this forum. It wasn't easy because one of the challenges with a forum is that it's a democratic place. I'm not there to rule over everybody. And in fact, in a sense, the forum sort of goes against my personal self-agenda. Because with Actualize.org, what I could have decided to do is I could have just said, you know what? All that Actualize.org is going to be is just me standing up here and talking and spouting my opinions and ideas about personal development. And then, you know, releasing courses and people would buy those and I would live happily ever after. That's kind of like the business model that I was going down. But then I also started to kind of get this higher calling, which was telling me like, but how can I deliver even more value to people beyond the videos, beyond the courses? How do I really get people to self-actualize? And of course, the answer immediately came up as, okay, start a community. You need a community. It's much easier to self-actualize in a community of people. But then, of course, I had a lot of doubts. You know, the ego throws up doubts and fears. And it says, well, but what about, you know, what about the community? What if the community just becomes so good and so autonomous that they don't even need me anymore? What if it affects my bottom line? What if they don't buy my courses anymore? What if, you know, all these what ifs, all these fears? So I struggled with that for a while, and I had to see, you know, what am I really after here? What do I really want? And ultimately, I decided that what I really am after is my original goal with Actualize.org, which is to deliver the deepest understanding possible to you. And I just felt like I couldn't do that just through video alone or through courses, right? And I just knew that I wouldn't be satisfied until I got more people invested and more people seeing the depth of possibilities here. And to me, that meant that I really didn't have a choice in the matter, I had to release this forum. And so that's what I've been working on for the last couple of months, and here it is. A lot of people have been asking me over the last couple of years, you know, Leo, how do I find people who are into self-actualization? It's so hard. None of my friends are into it. My family isn't into it. They think I'm weird. You know, where do I go? Well, here's your solution to that problem. The people on this forum are going to be focused and specialized on self-actualization. All the stuff that I cover in my videos. We're going to have high quality discussion there. I've got a great moderation team. I'm really excited about that. They have a lot of experience and a lot of these folks are pursuing stuff like enlightenment and other advanced personal development concepts. The other really cool possibility here is that we can really develop a big live community. So I have a lot of subscribers to the YouTube channel. I have a lot of subscribers on my email newsletter list. And so I encourage all of you to go and check out the forum because think of the possibilities here. We can get a community of 10,000, maybe even 100,000 people over the next couple of years coming together. And if it's going to be centered around the right set of values, these values of self-actualization, then, man, this community could really be something incredible. And one thing that I'm really stressing with this community is higher consciousness values. So that's something that we're going to try to moderate on and something that we're going to try to get everyone to kind of rally around because these are things that you don't really see in other places. I think it's really hard to find high consciousness communities on the internet. Most internet communities are pretty low consciousness. So this can be something of a unique point about the Actualize.org forum. You can come here to meet like-minded people. You can make friends all across the world or in your local area. You can share tips and tricks for how to self-actualize, how to be more productive, how to be better at relationships, how to improve your health, how to find your life purpose, how to improve your career, how to earn more money, how to start a business, how to do enlightenment work, how to meditate, all these topics that are central to your life. Right. You're also going to get perspectives from different people, not just from myself. So what I'm giving you with my videos and my standard Actualize.org content is basically one perspective on the world, the Actualize.org Leo perspective. But that's not the only perspective. There's plenty of other valid perspectives and other valid and different ways of doing personal development. And that's something that you'll be able to experience on the forum. You can also share great resources. You can share your favorite books, your favorite movies, your favorite programs, your favorite coaching seminars and workshops and all this kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of amazing resources out there. Filtering through it all on your own can be expensive and challenging. This forum will help you a lot with that. You can also get emotional support. And this is huge because you know what? If you're in a rut right now in your life, you're feeling lazy or you're feeling depressed or you're feeling like you've got this problem that you can't overcome, like you've got some kind of addiction or you're just stuck and you don't know what to do, or you're just feeling like very negative and you don't think that it's going to work out for you. That's where getting other people to come and to assess your situation more objectively is really helpful. Other people who are compassionate, who have been where you've been, who have much more life experience than you, who can infuse your worldview with a little bit more wisdom, a little bit more objectivity, and get you that kind of emotional leverage that you need on yourself to really go out there and change your life and make it stick. So you can get emotional support and accountability. People can hold you accountable for actually starting to take action. Another really cool feature that I think will be really useful if you guys want to do this, and there's a section on the forum right now already for this, is something I call self-actualization journals. You can create a journal, a public record, where you can just keep adding entries on a weekly basis of how you're self-actualizing, how you're self-developing, the challenges you're overcoming, and you can be very brutally honest about this, and this will be almost like therapeutic for you. And it'll also be highly inspirational to the people that are following your journal. And you can just kind of keep adding to it. And that will build a lot of momentum for you and hold you accountable for doing the things that you want to do as far as your personal development goes. And lastly, I think a key feature of the forum is that I'm going to try to contribute some personal content from myself there. The actualize.org content here, I try to make it personal. But there's a lot of stuff that I have to hold back because it's not quite polished. You know, it takes a lot of effort to shoot these videos, to make sure they're polished and nice and everybody sees them and stuff. On the forum, I'm going to be chiming in and I'm going to be leaving comments and I'm going to be contributing content there, which is going to be, in a sense, even more powerful than what you get here through the videos. Because it's going to be like raw, unpolished content. And that can be very eye-opening. Because when you see kind of the polished presentation of self-development, it just seems a little bit like, well, but Leo, how do I apply this in my life? You kind of get that kind of vibe from it. When you see like the raw guts of how people do personal development, that's often very different from the kind of polished perspective that you get in a video or in a seminar, in a program somewhere, right? The real down-to-earth, no bullshit, like dirty personal development. What does that really look like? Well, if you go to the forum, then that's what you're going to see happening right there, live before your eyes every single day. So those are all the features. I hope that you can see some powerful possibilities here. And if you're committed to this thing we call self-mastery, then this is just the perfect opportunity for you. It's free. It's open right now. Go ahead and create an account. You're going to need to create a new account. So if you already have an existing actualize.org account for the actualize.org website, the forum needs a separate account. So go ahead and open that. And I look forward to seeing you there. There's going to be a button at the end of this episode that you can click that will take you straight to the forum. All right, that's it. I'm Leo, and I'm done signing off.